Hello, the 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 165. Finished work of Christ by revelation. So this is the revelatory events. We're finished with the physical events. And we're going to our golden scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, and which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. Now it's pause here to say what? You have not believed in vain. No, that's why you keep coming back to listen so much more to the gospel. It says that, then it continues, well, I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died. So we've looked at the first of all, which is the priority of the gospel. It says that how Christ died. We looked at how he died, the physical events, and now we are looking at the events by revelation. So we've gone to Psalm 22, which is the crucifixion psalm. It is a messianic psalm. And in there, we looked at verse 8, and it says that all who pass by me wag their tails, shake their heads, and they say that he delighted in God. Why is God not rescuing him? And then we tallied it with Mark 15, 29 to 30, which says, and they that pass by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. So we've looked at John chapter 2, where we saw how Jesus went for the Passover and went into the temple, and there he saw something that he didn't like. He saw men who were selling what, oxen, sheep, and doves, and he saw the money changers, and then he overthrew them, sacked them. He made cords, he like removed his belt and began to hit them. So get out, and sacked all of them. And he said in verse 16, he said, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, take these things out of here. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise. He said, don't use this house for trading. Don't use this house for trade. And I said to you in the previous episode, oh, but Jesus, you see, all who lived outside of Jerusalem needed to come to Jerusalem at least once a year to be able to go through all the instructions and the laws of the old covenant. You needed a high priest. You can't find the high priest where you are. You have to come back to Jerusalem. So if they came, then it meant that they didn't have they might not be having the present currency that they needed to buy. So they needed the money changers, Forex Bureau, so that they could change and then buy the sacrifice, oxen, sheep, doves. But Jesus was angry and said, sacked all of them. And he said, don't make my father's house, don't make my father's temple a place of a house of merchandise, a house where you are selling, where you are making trade, where you are trading. He said, don't do that. So why would Jesus say that? Because after all, these were guys who were helping. If you came from wherever and you came there, and you came from Egypt, you came from one or any other country, you came and then you needed to change the money so that into the Jewish currency, so that you could buy the oxen and you didn't have it. How are you going to make your sacrifice? How are you going to obey God's law? But Jesus saw beyond that. He said, these guys are sitting there not because they love God, not because they want to help people, but because they are greedy. They just want money. So Jesus sucked them out, said, you are making my father's house a house of trade. Does this remind you of some places where you go and they are selling all sorts of things? Listen, there is pressure. When you're doing God's work, let me be honest with you, there is pressure to make money because you need the money to be able to do the work. And it's not a joke at all. Imagine me. I drive my car to a fuel station, and then I say, fill it up for me. And when they fill the fuel to the brim, and then they say, where is your money? Then I say, or I say, my name is Prophetess Olivia. Where do you think I'll sleep? Where do you think I'll sleep? Definitely you will go to jail for that. Because speaking in tongues, no matter what you say, quoting scripture, is not the solution they need. They want their money. So there is the need for money to do God's work. But it must be done in a certain way. You know, that's why I've been receiving messages from people who are saying, Prophetess Olivia, we saw your page on Instagram, and somebody is impersonating you and asking for money for orphanage. Listen, I don't have any orphanage. I do not have any orphanage. I do not ask for money from social media. I am not a poor person. I don't need to ask. I don't need to ask. My father is rich by God's grace. My father rains diamonds on Jupiter and Saturn. He is rich. I don't need to beg. It is some wicked men and women who are broke, who are asking people for money. Please don't ever send your hard-earned money to anybody who is impersonating me or impersonating a man of God to ask for money. We don't do that. So please don't send them your money. Do not send them any money. Okay, so I just took this opportunity to say this. But I'm bringing your mind to something. Look at what happened here. Jesus is sacking them, dismissing them, saying, get out of this house. Because this house is not meant for trade. It is not meant for trade, but you are making it so. Oh, the house of God is not, the temple of God is not meant for trade. And I pray for you that in everything, whatever pressure you come under, whatever it is, that you and I will not make God's work a trading venture. It is not right. It shouldn't be so. You were so blessed. Bye.